from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Let's go to the phone lines right now. Really excited to be joined by our next guest, Josh Vernier, joins us on the show today. Vern, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, man. Excited for a busy weekend out here at the K.
Vern, if you could add one sport to the Olympics, what would you add? I gave my suggestions yesterday. I would like for them to add dodgeball. I also would like for them to add paintball to the Olympics as well. This year is the first year that they have added breakdancing to the Olympics. So really? They are just going to have someone out there. They do not know what song they're going to play. The DJ drops a beat and they just start dancing and they get judged.
What do they dance on?
I don't know. That is a great question.
Are they breaking down a cardboard box and letting them go to work?
I have never seen this before. I am looking forward to seeing what breakdancing looks like in the Olympics. I don't have too much more information than what I've given to you.
What I want to see is the Major League Baseball players play in the Olympics. I know that will never happen, but I think that would be very neat. Taking the World Baseball Classic and not having it at the beginning of spring training when guys are still getting loose. You know, when I want to see Shohei Ohtani on the mound squaring off with Mike Trout as Japan takes on the United States, I don't want Mike Trout just getting into the groove of baseball like he was last year in the World Baseball Classic. I want him feeling good. I want Shohei feeling good. I want them at their peak. That would be my dream.
What is the reasoning or rationale for baseball not to do it? I mean, it would only be once every 4 years, and you could just wrap it around the All-Star break. What's the reasoning for Major League Baseball not taking a 2-week break once every 4 years that could do something that could really grow the game? You and I both love basketball. Now, obviously, it happens in the offseason, but we have seen what putting pros in the Olympics can mean for your sport.
Yeah, I'm guessing, I don't have Rob Manfred's answer, but I'm guessing they don't want to punt on, you know, these 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I don't know how long the Olympics lasts, but I'm guessing they don't want to punt on this prime summer stretch of home games. You know, look, you guys were just talking about the big crowds expected this weekend, and, you know, if you're playing in the Olympics, that's not happening.
Right.
Can you make it up later on in the season? I don't think so, because that's when the NFL shows up and just dominates.
Right now, we're talking to our guy, Josh Vernier, here. He is live at Kauffman Stadium. Vern, you are there. What's the crowds looking like right now? Are people lined up already?
Yeah, I got here a little after 2 o'clock, and they were already starting to show up and get their position in line to grab that Patrick Mahomes bobblehead. Yeah, just looking back throughout the years, this will likely be the biggest crowd outside of an opening day or outside of a Cardinals game at Kauffman Stadium. The biggest game since September of 2017 as far as attendance. Biggest game that Brady Singer, as far as a crowd, biggest crowd that Brady Singer's ever pitched in front of at Kauffman Stadium. This is his 5th year in the big leagues. Only 13 men have ever made more starts at Kauffman Stadium than Brady Singer, and tonight he'll pitch in front of 35,000 for the first time.
So that's what you're hearing? You're hearing around 35,000 out at the K tonight?
I'm actually hearing around 37. They might push opening day. We're steamrolling towards a sellout, I would expect.
I'm just so excited. You know me, Vern. There are many Royals games that I just absolutely circle, and I'm just like, man, I got to go to the stadium. Just as you've seen this season come together, I think we've all known for about a month and a half, hey, that Friday when the Cubs are in town, if the weather holds up with Patrick Mahomes bobblehead, there are going to be a lot of people at the game. I'm happy that everything is lined up to make tonight really, really fun.
And then tomorrow, I'm hearing more than 32,000 for Iowa night as, you know, Cubs are everywhere. Cubs fans are throughout the Midwest. Kauffman Stadium's a destination ballpark for a lot of people. They want to check it out. So, yeah, this weekend's going to check a few boxes for a lot of Cubs fans. And then, 2 weeks from now, the Mizzou night and the Cardinals are in town, I would expect, you know, 37, 38,000 for that as well. And yeah, man, it's a great time right now to be in Kansas City and be a sports fan, no doubt.
Right now, we're talking to our guy, Josh Vernier, going through some of the top storylines. All right, Vern, a couple of nights ago, I think there's maybe two sort of conversations to have. Let's have the first conversation. And I know sports fans hate to admit this, but the umpires played a major part in why the Royals lost that game. Sure, you're a pro. You got to overcome it. That is a strike. That is a throw-em-out scenario. The Royals should have won a couple of nights ago.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, the ball four was strike three, strike them out, throw them out. I'm not going to argue that. But if you go back earlier in that at-bat with Perdomo, it's 2-1 counts and the fourth pitch that MacArthur threw to Perdomo, to me, was out of the zone, and it was called a strike. So, yeah, maybe it was a makeup call, to be quite honest with you. But the home plate umpire missed two calls in that at-bat. One benefited, and one obviously hurt the Royals. So, listen, that game, that was Wednesday night. Yeah, Royals didn't play well. Michael Walker was subpar. Salvador Perez left seven men on base, hitting into two inning-ending double plays. You know, you talk about James MacArthur. The only reason the Royals were in that game is because the Diamondbacks were unable to turn what should have been a third inning-ending double play in the fourth inning. So Royals didn't deserve to win that game on Wednesday, and thankfully for some fans, we have an easy person to blame, and it's the umpire instead of the countless guys that let the squad down or were unable to pick up Michael Wacha. He deserves someone stepping up, and well, no one really outside of Vinny and Bobby were able to do that.
Well, I mean, they're not just blaming the umpire. They're also blaming James MacArthur for that.
Sure.
I mean, if you look at the last 17 appearances that he's had, I mean, he's given up zero earned runs in 14 of those. I'm not here to tell you that he's some lockdown closer. He's certainly not that. But I do think that he has been a little bit better over the course of the last 2 months than fans want to admit.
Especially when you acknowledge that this is his first full big league season. Now, this was a guy that, for as confident or as excited as the organization and coaching staff were to see him this season, they didn't give him the closer's role out of spring training. That was Will Smith's job, and Smith fumbled that job, and MacArthur picked it up and has held it ever since. Yeah, I mean, just last night I'm watching Craig Kimbrell, a future Hall of Famer, gag up a big lead for the Orioles. You look around Major League Baseball, man, there's maybe five closers that their fan base feels confident in every time that bullpen door opens. You know, that's one out of every six teams in Major League Baseball. So, I mean, you even see Baltimore today made a move to improve their bullpen, making a trade with the Philadelphia Phillies. The Mariners make a move to improve their bullpen. The Yankees, I watch a lot of baseball stuff, television videos and whatnot, and every fan base, when they talk about the trade deadline, it's, yeah, we could use an outfield bat and a reliever. Everyone could use an upgrade in the bullpen, and a lot of that goes back to what the Royals did in 13, 14, 15, and 16. And everyone has now followed suit, and you're trying to shorten the game. It's going to be difficult, you know, to win a World Series with this bullpen as currently constructed, but we're a long way away. All right, 50-some-odd games to go. We'll see what Chris Bubich can do down the stretch. Maybe Daniel Lynch can help out down the stretch. Maybe Alec Marsh can move to a bullpen role at some point this season. So, yeah, I understand the disappointment in a five-run, ninth-inning blown save for James MacArthur. But when you look at it, grand scheme of things, stuff-wise and performance-wise, sure, he's not one of the elite. But like I mentioned, there's only five elite closers, and the rest are kind of in that second tier, and I'd put MacArthur there.
There's a couple of stats that I want to give you and just hear your opinion on. The Royals are 3-10 in rubber matches. They are also 47-46 against teams that are not the Chicago White Sox. When you hear those stats, what do they mean to you?
Give me that second one again.
They are the Royals this season. They are 47-46 against teams not named the Chicago White Sox.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that one tells me that, you know, something that you've harped on a lot. You know, there's a clear distinction between the World Series or bust teams, the squads that are already making their October plans, the Clevelands, Baltimore's, New York's, Dodgers, maybe even Milwaukee's in that group, Philadelphia. Yeah, the Royals are not in that class. They're in the group of a dozen teams in Major League Baseball right now that, you know, if these two pitchers are hot in October, yeah, they could run off a nice little run and find themselves in the ALCS, but they could also have one big injury here in the final 2 months and completely kill their postseason chances. As far as the 3-10 record in rubber games, yeah, we talked a lot about that on the postgame show back on Wednesday. And, you know, they started off April 0-4 in those rubber games. And, personally, they're a lot different team than they were back in April. Those series against the Orioles, right, lost both of those rubber games. Man, I feel like if they got another crack at Baltimore, it would be not saying that the Royals would take the series, but to say, oh, well, you drop those two three-game sets to the Orioles, that means something moving forward. I can't really do that. Now, you look at the last three, Rays, Red Sox, Diamondbacks. Each one of those series, I thought they had an opportunity to make a statement, not so much to the fans, but to themselves. You know, that we're closer to being out of that second tier we just talked about, that we're closer to the Clevelands and the Baltimores and the New Yorks than the rest of these teams that we're rubbing elbows with here on the second tier. The fact that they've been unable to close out those series deciding games tells me that they're sadly right where they belong. A good team, but certainly not a great team.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Vern, I've told you that I kind of break the season down into different parts. The Royals have 10 games until they play the Red Sox at home. I mean, they've had a good home stand so far. I mean, they have won 4 out of their 6 games at home. I want them to win this series against the Cubs, and then you go on the road to play the White Sox, and then you got 4 against Detroit. What I'm really hoping is, hey, this team can win 6 of their next 10. They can win 7 of their next 10. I really want that Boston series to mean a whole lot whenever Boston comes to town.
Yeah, and the news today, Riley Green, the best hitter in that Tigers lineup, is going on the IL, so he'll miss those 4 games. They're already without Reese Olson, who I think is their second-best starter there with the Tigers. You know, we'll see if Tarek Skubal's still on the team when the Royals go into Motown. So when I look at that 10-game stretch, I want 7, right? You got to take 2 or 3 from the Cubs. You have to take at least 2 in Chicago from the White Sox. And then I want you to win the series in Detroit. That's likely a ball club that has just received a message from its front office that we are not in it this year. We have sold a Jack Flaherty. We've sold a Mark Canna. I want 3 of 4 in Detroit. So, you know, really, however they do it, give me a 7-3 run and I'll be happy.
Right now, we're talking to our guy, Josh Vernier, here for a couple of more minutes. Vern, this is the last time that you and I are going to talk prior to the deadline. If the Royals make a move, we'll certainly have you on later this week to talk about it. Are you leaning more towards them getting a bullpen arm? Are they going to get a bat? Or do you think the Royals stand pat and stay where they are?
I think they can get both. And I don't think either one is going to... Well, yeah, it'll probably still lead the hits, but it's not going to be something that's eliciting a lot of emotion from either you or Rob. It's going to be like, all right, let's pull up this guy's baseball reference page, and all right, yeah, he's a big leaguer. I don't think they're going to bring in the type of bat that you throw in the middle of the lineup. To me, they bring in a bat that improves the bench, maybe a little bit more right-handed pop over Nick Lofton. You can improve the bullpen, maybe you know, when I look at the bullpen, I don't know who's losing their role. You know, Will Smith's not going anywhere. He's, at least I don't believe so. This guy's too much of a leader inside that clubhouse, means too much to too many guys. Chris Stratton, you got to pay him about $5 million to go away. So maybe Sam Long would be the odd man out, at least during the regular season. So, yeah, I mean, we're talking about improving the 12th and 13th spots on the bench, the final few spots in the bullpen. But no, I don't think that someone's going to come here and make a bigger impact than, you know, the top half of the roster. The guy that you bring in, I don't think will be one of the 20 best players on the team.
I've heard some rumblings about Jazz Chisholm. It sounds like that's died down a little bit. If you had, I guess, one name, like let's say they only make one of those moves. Let's say that J.J. Piccolo goes to Sherman. He says, hey, I can't afford both. I can only afford one. I can either get you a bat or an arm, but I will get you something. What arm do you want them to do? Who do you think that could possibly be?
I would say an arm. I was listening to your interview yesterday with Jim Bowden, and he threw out a bunch of relievers' names. A lot of them I don't even know. A lot of them most people listening have never heard of. I would say a reliever. Bring in a reliever and make him a good one. You know, I can give you all the names that I want, but those relievers have been bad too, right? There isn't a, oh, you brought him in? Oh, well, he's great, and he'll be great for us. That's just not how that position works. That's not how, I mean, we could talk, throw whatever name you want out there. I know Estevez out of the Angels is the big name that a lot of Royals fans are enamored with. Okay, yeah, he's good, but he's also been bad. And if he comes here and he stinks, you know, Hunter Harvey isn't building the biggest of fan bases right now in Kansas City. His first two appearances for the newly acquired right-hander have been somewhat bumpy. That better get rectified or else the fans are going to turn on him the same way they did Johnny Cueto in 2015. So it's all perspective. Are you producing? Hopefully the answer is yes. I want JJ to bring in a reliever that's going to produce.
Last thing here, Vern. Wolverine and Deadpool, or Deadpool and Wolverine, however the movie is, it is going to be the highest grossing first week for a rated R movie. Wow. What was your rated R movie as a kid? Because we all had one. We all had that movie that we weren't supposed to watch. We watched a little bit too early than we probably should, that we still love to this day. I mean, that movie for me was American Pie. Went over to my friend's house, and his folks had the DVD copy of it. We waited until everybody went to bed. I saw the movie, changed my life. What was that Heck movie yeah. for you?
Well, I mean, if we're talking about nudity, Porky's was that movie. I didn't have cable growing up, so like occasionally the Canadian station would show something a little risque, and they had Porky's on one night, so that was pretty cool. Rated R movie, though, you know, as far as cursing, Eddie Murphy Delirious, Eddie Murphy Raw. I remember renting those when I was very young because I loved Beverly Hills Cop and loved everything that Eddie Murphy did, and watched it by myself thinking there's no way my mom and dad would be cool with me hearing this type of language, but I'm better for it. I'll tell you that right now.
That is our guy, Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show today. Vern, I'm excited for a great day at Kauffman Stadium. I know you are as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!